You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
I finished 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It definitely, I'm glad you guys prepped me about episodes. But yeah, it definitely, like, middle of the way through, I was like, okay, I need to know what the fuck's going to happen. Yeah. Like, so, and it definitely closed well. Because now I'm like, okay, I think they're going to do a season three.
They have to at this point.
They have to, because they left on a...
They left a cliffhanger or something.
I don't want them to, because, I mean, how are you really going to drag another season of y'all talking about Hannah Baker?
But I don't think it's about Hannah Baker anymore, though.
But that's what we thought about the second season. It wasn't going to be about Hannah Baker. But it was still about fucking Hannah Baker.
But it made sense for season two to be about Hannah Baker with the trial. I think this would be about Tyler.
Right.
But I don't think he's...
That nigga coming back.
He's not compelling enough.
I don't know. They're starting to build a good case for him. After that scene...
Tyler's not
the bathroom scene.
After that bathroom scene,
that was fucked up.
I heard about that.
Bro. I think that's enough to carry that character, because
for 13 episodes,
I think so, man. Because I want to see what comes of that. Yep. Like you know that could really change a person. Obviously, but it's like
booty hole up.
Because he was on this plight of trying to get, you know, he's like, look, and then how he was just like, oh man, I'm sorry, I don't want any problems.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was my fault. So, go ahead.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm sorry, I don't want any problems. Mm. I haven't said any details about it, like, oh, you did? I don't know.
Don't matter. Just go ahead.
Yeah, but, so they have to talk about that a little bit more. Like, the mind of a person that happens to.
Because,
true.
What?
Watching it play out, I'm like,
so invested. I can't.
I won't say it
so
made
you heard
a lot,
about
made
it
things
and,
make
so
sense,
you heard
but
about
you can
it,
see
so?
How certain I'm people sorry. Get to. That
yeah.
point,
yeah,
especially with the way
that's
they
what I'm
did.
Saying.
You tear my booty hole up. I'm shooting somebody.
When I heard, when I saw it, I almost felt like, well, he deserves to shoot up somebody.
That's what I said. Yep. Like,
I was like somebody
got
to die.
What song is that? Somebody got to die. Is that right. Biggie?
Somebody, yeah, somebody. I can't remember.
That's Biggie. Life after death.
But I actually felt that way for him. Like, if he, I wouldn't be mad. I was like, I wouldn't be mad if he went and killed every single one of them boys. That's how I felt when I saw it.
I mean, they built him up and they broke him down.
Bad.
Like, it was just like, you know, he finally got him a little girl, and then, you know,
well, what did P pass for?
You know, that wasn't pee.
No, that was too much to be jizz. He peed. Did
it
he,
was a,
really.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe he I'm looked like he. Was, he looked like
damn.
He. Was, you
know, really?
He looked like the what was the movie? The horror. The Wayans movie.
Scary movie,
like one or two. Oh, remember the scene in Scary Movie? No. I don't know if you saw the movie.
I definitely saw it.
Yeah, we saw
it.
Scary Movie.
When
we talked
was having
about...
sex, and then he came, and then
that's part one. That's part one.
That's
part one.
A joke.
Yeah,
I know.
This is supposed to be real.
That was real for him.
That much? I was like, I thought he pissed his pants because it was like all down his.
Nah, that was
wow.
a lot.
She
but...
wasn't that cute. I mean, she was fine,
but. It's Tyler.
Yeah, he ain't
had it. You know, he's struggling. He finally found somebody to fit in, and, you know, everything was going good. And then people, you would think that they would stop fucking with people. But since there's no accountability for them fucking with people, you know, that's how they, why they continue to fuck with people.
Yep.
And that's why I thought, like, if he did what he did, what would be the ramifications of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, throughout the school, the principal, like everybody that didn't learn their lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think they could do a season three.
I think he should have killed somebody. I think it should have ended with him at least shoot one motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Before old, what's his name? Little Bruno Mars looking ass.
Because that was whack Clay.
Who? No.
No, he's talking about
the Bruno Mars looking guy.
Damn, Tony.
Tony. I can't fucking stand his ass.
Why?
He gets on my fucking nerves with his 42-year-old still in high school ass. He gets on my fucking nerves.
I thought y'all liked him initially.
I liked him in the very first season.
Oh, okay.
For maybe the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always just like, no, man, I'm trying to help.
Hey, FIFO!
Oh, I'm just trying to make sure that everything's okay. Man, shut the fuck up. Die.
Yeah.
Die today.
I like Tony, though.
Nah, Tony get on my fucking nerves.
I like what they did with him.
You like that he dating a brother. That's what you like.
Man, that was one of the toughest gay scenes I ever seen in my life.
The fight first?
Like, how did they do that? I was just like, yo, like,
That was tight, though.
It was super tight. Yeah. I was like, how did they make this look like this? Like,
I don't know, dog.
That was hella far. Like, that was some hell of a directing right there,
yeah,
bro.
That was good.
Like, you go from beating each other's asses, like, some, like,
and they
for
both
real.
Can fight.
And they like, both
that's
fight.
That's the cool part.
To, like, caressing and kissing. That was crazy, man.
Bro, I mean, somebody yeah. fuck up your car, man. You never know what you might
that
do.
That was crazy.
I felt so bad for him when he came around that corner.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. I did. Dude, that was his
that, that dynamic, this mm-hmm. dude, Tony, and the guy, he's a boxer, mm-hmm. but they both gay. And it's like,
it's tight.
Man, it was a strong scene. I was yeah. like, wow.
Still can't stand Tony.
Evo just arrived.
Welcome. A
whole bunch of wedding stuff, man.
Yeah, I guess it worked out.
So, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot going on this week. Just a couple of things in hip-hop, a couple of things in politics. Couple of things and celebrity news. I don't know what y'all want to touch
just
on.
Just give us one. We're not going to know nothing about him anyway, so just go.
Okay, does Jay Prince ring a bell?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, great. So I guess Drake has a diss. Well, that's a second diss that he is supposed to, I don't know, have in his arsenal or whatever the fuck, but I guess Jay Prince told him not to release it at the mercy of Kanye.
So is he affiliated?
Put in that OG call.
Yeah, he did. Is he affiliated with Young Money or Drake like that?
Who? I don't know. Jay Prince?
I don't know anything
about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Prince's son, Jazz Prince, founded Drake. He found Drake.
And okay. And
they kind of negotiated the deal between Young Money and all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, good way, so way to explain. I know it was yeah. something like that. Like yeah. he helped him. Mm-hmm. Get signed to Cash Money, because yeah, right. in a sense, yeah.
Because him jumping in was odd to me. It was very unusual. Odd. Yeah, because I know he's the OG, but I didn't.
Well,
know
they
him.
Said that's his mentor or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I didn't know that, so that's yeah. why it kind of caught me a little bit off guard.
So he went like, "Hey, yo, mentor, can you help me out, mentor?"
Nah, I don't think he went like
that. Ain't going like
that. He showed up at his door. Yeah, he knocked on the door. He was like, it's raining and shit.
Right, looking sad.
He's standing in the room.
You got a minute?
Hey, yo,
y'all so wrong. So, did y'all watch the interview?
Which one? No.
Which
I
one?
Have the video.
The one on Shade 45. With the Sway.
The one with Sway.
I saw like a skip.
Okay, so basically, like the biggest takeaway I took from it was when he was referencing, like he said that Drake made a response, and it was primarily dedicated toward Kanye.
Why is not pushing?
Well, you already know why.
Because
he had that 100K, he can't find Jack on right. him, right? And then when I heard that interview, it made me think about what Mike said, right? Like, because that initial Drake response, it was geared more toward Kanye anyway, right? Like, and mm-hmm. I think because we were so in the moment, like, I just took everything he said. You know, I took whatever he said to Kanye to Pusha, and I was like, this is a complete diss. But just hearing what Jay Prince had to say, it looks like he had a response, and he got maybe a little too personal toward Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because and then he even referenced it in that first one, right? Like, he was like, you made me do stuff that I never thought you would ask me to do, right? So if he has this response that's geared primarily toward Kanye and all of the fuckery that Kanye has done, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's a good, you know, obviously a good response, because your beef is with Pusha, not Kanye. So I think that once Jay Prince heard that, he was like, bro, like, you know, you ain't got nothing on Pusha, bro, so just leave it all alone.
Like you lost. Hold your L. Yeah. Like, hold your L.
Yeah, hold your L, because at the end of the day, it's like, he's not going to go at Pusha. He's going at Kanye.
What made him? I mean, that's just so weak,
Kanye
though.
If he wants to.
Because that makes him look even weaker.
What makes you say that? Say it again. What you say? So
I mean, if he wants to go at Kanye, I mean, not as a response to Pusha T, but I just feel like if he wants to do that in general, he should be able to.
Yeah,
he's gonna look stupid.
That's like somebody punch you in the face, so you punch somebody else in the face.
Exactly. Right.
Like, why would
you?
Against the person that punched you.
It doesn't make.
Oh, that's your homie. Man, let me get that.
So, for example, let's just say hypothetically speaking, the only reason he is not releasing this is because, you know, Jay Prince told him, okay, it's a bad look for this particular time, right? Mm-hmm. If in the future Kanye said something that was like even to the lowest key, some type of jab at Drake, you feel like he could just let the chopper sing, basically?
Well, I think
let the chopper sing.
Like, no, right?
I wasn't ready for that.
I was not motherfucking ready for that.
Let the chopper sing.
Let that chopper sing.
Mr. Sophie.
Damn.
I don't think Drake lived that life, though, Sophie.
I mean,
Drake don't live that life.
He wouldn't.
So go against Kanye, though?
I've been to Toronto. They don't live that life.
Calabasas Kanye.
He would need Jay Prince's.
Yeah, Kanye's still from Chicago.
So what that mean?
It means that he's not from Canada.
So what does that mean?
South Side.
Have you been to Chicago?
Does Kanye have goons?
I'm sure both of them have goons. Mm-hmm. But the question is, which goons are willing to die for this shit? Kanye's goons or Drake's goons?
Southside Chicago all day.
I would think Southside Chicago goons would die before fucking
FIFO. No, me and FIFO Canada know goons. Chicago. Yes, yeah,
all day.
What the fuck do Canada goons even have to fight about?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. They whole mentality off.
They mad because there ain't enough stuff in Oreos. Like, there's nothing to fight about in fucking Canada.
There is. Yeah.
People die in Chicago all the time. I'm not saying that Canada's like
right
at all.
I don't even really feel. I personally wouldn't even feel like Kanye still has connections like that still to Chicago.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this though. Now that it's been put out there that he has this track.
That can end careers.
That track don't exist.
It don't exist.
Who?
I don't think. No. It don't exist. Jay Prince is just
kind of make Drake look a little better.
No,
it was intended to. It was intended to make it look better, but it didn't.
It didn't.
The only thing that would make Drake look good in this situation was to have a crazy response to Pusha. That's the only thing.
Now go ahead.
No, but I'm just thinking that just in especially on social media in the mind's eyes that. Well, he got something, but he's not going to release it because Jay Prince didn't say to release it, so he didn't want to end Kanye's career.
It gave him an out. It gave him an out, but nobody's buying the out.
Yeah, it sounds like bullshit.
And this isn't me saying this. I'm just
I understand.
Look, Kanye can't even end his own career.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yes.
He cannot do anything to Kanye.
No, there's nothing he can do. This dude has put everything out there for the most part.
What can he say?
Oh, no, I think
for the most part.
I think there's stuff.
We talk about Kanye West.
Yes, we are talking about Kanye West.
Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing.
He want to marry a porn star. Come on, man. Like, this guy has had.
If somebody would have said you want to marry a porn star, nobody would care if that was Kanye.
But why is that even a diss? You want to marry a porn star?
I'm not saying that that's a diss. What I'm saying is that Kanye lived that crazy life.
Okay, you know, we kind of know that.
All right, and there's a whole bunch of stuff we don't know though. Do you know particulars?
Nobody I don't know particulars, but okay. I know things that he's has done, so it wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you don't know him personally, and you don't know what type of favors that he asked of Drake.
What would be surprising to you?
Something like Sophie said, you let the chopper sing. I don't know.
Huh?
I'm just saying, it's just out the blue. We don't know the type of stuff that Kanye had asked.
No, but you missed what Rod asked you. Rod is saying, like, what could there possibly be
that would surprise
in Kanye West life that would surprise you enough to be like, oh my God, his career is over.
Right. No, I'm not. Look, you already know that talk of
that
career
is a
being
great
over.
Question.
I got one.
Though. Well, I just.
He on this R. Kelly shit.
That he peed on somebody?
How would Drake get this information?
Here's the thing.
Ron Fest would have been said this shit.
Yeah, but Ron Fest ain't trying to fuck up shit right now.
What?
He was still running, but he was still doing the Donna House thing.
Look, if Kanye had those type of secrets with everybody that he's pissed off, it would have come out by now. Drake ain't got shit on
Kanye. Ron Fest was pretty close to Kanye.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Ron Fest would have told somebody else to leak the shit.
There you go.
Yep. True. Yep.
If Ron Fest was on that level, but Pusha T doesn't have, it's not that I've, Jay Prince said it. So, you know, I got to go with Jay Prince. If that's what he said, I'm going to take him at his word. But my thing is this. Pusha T has said he doesn't have skeletons in his closet.
But Kanye didn't.
Right. So I don't know what it is. I don't know how damaging it could be. But if somebody has skeletons in their closet, it would be Kanye. Now, would we be surprised by the skeletons? That's where you're at with it.
Yeah.
You were like, okay, well, he may have skeletons, but if he dropped the skeletons, you know, but
we don't know what those are.
But he's asking, what could there be? I think about it. The worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario that Kanye has? You think?
Go ahead.
I honestly don't know.
If he set up the robbery with Kim.
That's a good one.
That's a real good because he didn't want to tour no more and he wanted it out.
That's a good one.
But we would just be like, ooh.
I don't even think that's
right. I don't know.
That's
be like, ooh, that's dirty.
Or what if he admitted to, like, you know, just kind of playing the people and, you know, going on stage for them 15 minutes and taking all that money?
But here's the thing. It's the difference between, like, snitching and getting somebody, like, in some serious trouble. Like,
but we already know that that's not what... Exactly. Yeah. That's the only person that he's going to get in trouble with. He's not going to get in trouble.
There's a difference between, like, dissing and like, snitching.
No, there's not.
I think
not with Drake. There's not.
But I'm just saying...
Drake would be snitching?
Exactly. Push's whole track was snitching. So what's the difference?
How?
Not snitching.
What do you mean?
The only thing he snitched on was the baby. Everything else was very disrespectful.
But the baby was already rumored.
And the shoe line.
He only confirmed.
Like, those two things were the only things that hurt Drake in that whole song.
He just let people know.
But the industry knew about the baby.
That's not a snitch.
People knew, people knew about the baby. People knew about
the 40. They didn't know for a fact.
No, I think the industry did. People in the industry did.
It doesn't matter.
But it was rumored, though.
You're talking about the fans.
But the fans believe that shit. It was rumored. It was rumored enough to the point where they believed it.
I don't think the fans believed it.
Yeah. I think they just never heard it.
Like, I never heard of it. The track wouldn't have been as hard-hitting as it was. Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, my God, Drake has a baby.
I think for some people in hip-hop that don't really follow gossip like that, that whole thing was more on the gossipy side.
Yeah, right. But it was aired out. It gave it concrete.
No. What I'm talking about is that when the rumors first started circulating, that Shade Room, that's Bossup, that's all his
other. I'm talking about snitching in the sense of getting you in some serious trouble legally.
But Pusha didn't do that.
That didn't do. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But you think what Drake has would do that? I don't.
No, I'm not saying that he does. Okay, I'm saying that. But if you say something like you said he set up a robbery and stuff like that, people can look into that, open that case up, and indict this man.
Who knows what type of laws they would have
that's
to face
different.
Over?
I would have zero issue with that.
Right.
What, him being indicted like for something
absolutely
like that?
Absolutely not. Look, there's no rules. If you come at me, which Kanye didn't do. But if Kanye did, I mean, there are some lines that people are saying are on the new shit that are directed at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's a fact, and then Drake was like, okay, well, I'm going to get you back worse. And he let that out and it got him in legal trouble. I'm not going to fucking cry over that shit. That's your fucking problem.
I'm not going to cry over it. But I think at that point, that's deep. That's a little deeper than rap. Like,
he made fun of his fucking dying friend. There's no
but there's
rules.
No legal, but it's no, like, there's no legal attachments to that.
It's death.
It is death. What happened?
No, I was talking to B.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's death.
Dying versus you might go to jail for a little while.
What you mean
which
dying
is
versus?
The man is
the
dying,
man is going
bro.
To, but I think going to, okay. All right, like, I don't want to put this out of context.
Oh, what?
Hello.
So, obviously, dying is worse than anything, right? Because you're dead, you're going,
sure.
Right? What I'm saying is having someone go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's bad. Like, what do you mean?
You make fun of my friend who's dying? You the fuck if you go to jail.
I made fun of him, but nothing's happening to you, though. Like, I made fun of your friend.
At this point, you opened the Pandora's box. We had this discussion.
Drake
started
that.
It. Dude. Fucking Pusha came back and went way worse. And then Drake comes back and he has to one up him.
Nah,
he does. I agree with
fuck
that.
That.
One up him by snitching though,
by whatever means
whatever
necessary.
Means there you go, Ralph.
By whatever
no.
means necessary.
What do you mean,
Ralph?
No. So we just gonna be out here just
snitching.
Just
everybody's kind of fucked up, man.
That ain't fucked up,
but there were certain lines.
That's kind of fucked up, though.
Pusha didn't cross no lines.
What lines did he cross? I mean, he crossed the lines. Okay, listen.
The friend dying. 40.
I had some time to think about this, right?
The 40. Oh, 40.
Okay, all right. Man, what else? Tell us how you feel.
I had some time to think about this. Like, and Dark One was on to something. He just didn't go in deeper with it. When he said that this was a psychoanalysis. This isn't really a diss record, bro. Think about it like this. It's not like I'll kill you, I'll shoot you, I'll fuck you up. He's like, look, man.
I'm going after your prayer.
All this shit aside, bro, you need to take care of your business while you out here fucking with me. You need to worry about your mom, your dad. You need to worry about your dying friend. You need to worry about your issues at home with your kid.
Okay.
Like, how is that a diss?
I see what you're saying.
What do you mean, how is that a diss?
I see what you're saying. But I think what you mean is, like, this isn't a threat record. Like, he's not trying to, like...
Exactly.
Come
your
for
life.
Your life.
Okay.
But he did diss you.
Come exactly. On. He highlighted all of your weaknesses, bro. What is
in
that,
public.
Right?
In public.
But it's all truths, though.
It doesn't matter.
But it's not like I'm just making this imaginary thing.
This don't have to be imaginary or truthful. A diss is a diss.
Wasn't a diss either, then, huh?
I feel like we've had this conversation on here before.
Wait, B had
some. No, I'm just saying, like, so to their point, that's okay. almost like putting someone on Front Street. It's like, damn, nigga, why you got to put me on Front Street? Like, pretty much.
Man, right. I'm being a real friend to you right now.
Right. If you're a real friend to me, no. If you're a real friend to me, holler at me in the back room and say, yo. I'm like, let me holler at you in the back right quick.
Apparently, Rod ain't nobody's homie. Apparently, Rod is nobody's homie.
I would not do it on record. I would talk to you straight up. Everybody know that.
But that's different.
Right. I know, but I'm saying yes. It was a great diss record because he came at the angle of being a friend.
He didn't come at the angle of being a friend. When you're a doctor and you psychoanalyze somebody, you're not your friend. That's your patient.
You're trying to help them.
He was trying to help him.
How?
They're not friends.
You had to put him on Front Street.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Oh my God.
You stupid. Stupid.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, I'm not confused. The only confused at the table is Rod.
Rod
don't know what a friend is.
Mike, remember.
I don't want friends like that.
Whatever.
At all.
Yo, Mike, remember when we were flirting with the idea of doing like a rap battle between all of us?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So imagine.
You can still get these bars. Yeah, I know.
Y'all can still get these bars. So imagine, like if you, Rod, you came and me and you were supposed to battle. You like, Ralph, man, you short. You this, you that. You broke as hell. This, that, and the third. Like, you're not helping me.
Nah,
you're
but that's fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a diss, though. That's fine. But what if he knew some personal shit about, like, you and your girl or something? And he put that shit in the diss.
Exactly.
That is going to be released on the Dead and Hip Hop channel.
Exactly.
Is that being a homie?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Of course I'm not saying that he's coming at this dude as his homie, because I know he's not a friend, Ken. I know he's not truly his friend. What I'm saying is that he took that angle as if he is his friend. Like, look,
but
homie,
how does that,
all this aside, this aside, let me sit down and have a heart-to-heart with
you. Yeah, but
it's still a diss track, right? You agree with that?
No, it's still a...
Go ahead. So what? So then how are you okaying, or how are you able to go around this circle right here without going through it, bro? Because you acknowledge it's a diss track. Okay. Everything said toward Drake wasn't to help him. It was to hurt him.
Yeah, it was to hurt him. But I think the angle that he took was like,
it was just creative.
Yeah,
it was just creative.
If I was your friend, this is what I would tell you.
But that's just a creative angle.
No friend would tell you tick tick tick. Your friend,
of course,
none of that.
I know that.
None of that.
But a friend would say, like, look, man, maybe you need to chill out and help your homie out. Like, you need to
but push it and say it in that way.
But he said it in a diss way.
He said that way. Come on, guys. I'm not.
So what are you arguing?
I know.
Yeah, I'm lost too.
Oh my God, yo. All right. Never mind.
So let me ask you this, right? Answer this question. Did Pusha help Drake at all?
Did Pusha help Drake at all?
Yes.
Possibly.
How?
Oh, hell no.
How?
He may have him thinking about, like, he
man,
may
Drake
have
out here commenting.
Hell no.
This is what I'm saying.
Now, Drake is out here commenting on IG posts and shit. Talking about, you don't know.
Black man is no friend.
You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been going through, man. Y'all don't understand.
Wait, what?
Drake is really.
He's hurt, bro.
Yeah, he hurt.
Right, wait, what did he say? Y'all know what I've been going
y'all
through?
Y'all know what I've been going through.
Oh, my God. I did see that on the Shade Room. Aubrey, tell us how you feel. Tell us how you really feel.
I understand that he's sad, but sometimes you got to go through that sadness before you can.
It's just like on one of his albums.
Are you a life coach?
No, wait.
I think Rob is drunk.
I kind of am.
What's in them cherries?
You need to laugh.
You need to just dip in fucking vodka. I have a client outside. Hold on, one second.
Rob wanted to laugh so bad.
He was about to laugh.
Rob was about to laugh.
No, it was like on one of his albums where he said sometimes life forces you to calm down. I guess that was.
That's on Drake's album.
Yeah, Pusha T. Maybe.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, let's.
All right.
Poor Rod.
Let's move on up.
I swear.
Damn, I really don't want to talk about politics right now.
Well, then don't.
Okay. Then I won't.
No.
You want to talk about this?
Oh, no, I would just say I forgot to watch that. I saw that. I forgot to watch it.
Okay, well, let's just do it. So Trump has things to say. You know, he's been going back and forth with this whole, you know, Mueller investigation, and he has just come out saying that if he is president, he should be able to give himself a pardon if he so happened to be guilty of something. So, do you remember this past week, Kim Kardashian waltzed her ass up to the White House to discuss something about
prison reform. Well, that's what it was.
That's what she said she was doing. But what she was actually doing is trying to pardon that lady who was in jail for a long time for something.
Accused about something.
something. Anyways, that's what she went up there to go
God
do.
God bless Kim Kardashian.
I guess.
Saint Kim.
So, Saint West. But anyways, yeah, so they're basically saying that he was like, you know, if I can grant pardon to these people and these people and do vetoes and I'm the president, if I am guilty to be, you know, found guilty of anything, I should be able to pardon myself. Not saying that I am guilty of anything, but if I am, I should be able to pardon myself. So this is a clip from CNN where one of the reporters is reading the statement and you can watch everyone's reactions. They asked Ted Cruz what he thought about it, and this was his response.
Senator Ted Cruz, just a few moments ago, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I got to play it for you. You know, he's a constitutional expert, right? Constitutional lawyer. You know, this is Ted Cruz we're talking about here. He's asked explicitly whether the president could pardon himself. And I just have to play you the exchange, David.
To assess.
Senator, the president says he can pardon himself. Would you agree with that?
That is not a constitutional issue I've studied, so I will withhold judgment at this point.
David, that was 18 seconds.
Wow.
Okay? That wasn't,
yeah,
that wasn't, you heard, I don't know, someone walking, but it was 18 seconds it took Ted Cruz to come up with an answer to that question, which is, I don't know. What do you say to that?
You know, Senator Cruz is usually not short on opinions on constitutional law, so that is, I think, what you would properly call a very pregnant pause. John is right. It's an open question legally, although the Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Justice, which is generally known to support presidential prerogatives, did conclude that the president couldn't do it. You can imagine a court reaching the same result on the theory that self-pardoning is about as sensible a concept as self-judging, being a judge in your own case, and that this is certainly not what the framers of our Constitution had in mind.
So, God, what is her name? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, so sure. She said something to the extent of, the president doesn't believe that he's guilty, but if anything comes to happen or whatever, he just wants to see and make sure. I don't know. It didn't make sense, but she was basically trying to say, she was dancing around the topic as usual and saying, you know, the president hasn't, you know, admitted or done anything that we conclude to be against the law, but this is just something that we're discussing at this time and no further questions. Like, basically, that's all the fuck she said.
I'll pardon myself. If that was me,
I would too.
Pretty much. The fuck out of myself.
I'd be doing all kinds of wrong shit.
I have that motherfucker already. That motherfucker already be signed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shouldn't it be fair that everybody gets at least one pardon in life?
No.
You know why I fucked up?
From themselves?
I pardon myself. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you know, he out here. Right.
Motherfuckers would be using that shit like the purge. Okay.
I'm just saying one time though.
They sure would. Damn.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go to traffic court, you got NOLO. You can only use like once every 5 years.
But hey,
I've used that for a traffic ticket.
No,
he's saying like that.
Like no. No. I wouldn't use my pardon for the traffic ticket. Shit,
I'm kill a motherfucker.
I go do something crazy and be like, hey, I pardon myself.
God damn.
On the behalf of the United States of America.
But he's signing a lot of pardons, so I think he's learned a thing or two. That's where
I want mine too.
Yeah, that's where Obama fucked up. Obama had a chance to pardon a lot of motherfuckers. And he didn't do it when he was in office. He should have pardoned OJ. He should have pardoned OJ.
I thought he did towards the end of his term.
No.
Ain't nobody pardoned OJ.
OJ got out.
I was like, what?
No, I'm not talking about OJ.
Nobody,
I'm talking about what you're saying. You said he was.
He did pardon OJ.
Yeah, but nobody that we care about, you know.
Who you want him to
piss off some white folks. Pardon OJ. Yeah,
that's the job of the president of the United States. No wonder we have Trump now.
Trump's
right.
Pissing off black folks.
I'm about to say we have the opposite of Ken voting for Trump. Piss off these niggers.
Pissing off all the black folks and shit.
Just get them all out. Fuck these niggers.
Who else we could have got out? We could have got out OJ. We could have pardoned. Who else in there that we could have let out? I don't know.
Wayne or somebody in there at the time? I don't know.
What, some of them BMF guys?
Oh, big yeah.
Get all the motherfuckers out.
Mm-hmm. I thought he did let out a name person.
It wasn't a bunch of black people, is what Ken's problem is.
Yeah.
Ken, like, man, what happened with Max B? Like
there might have been one or two. Ken wanted him to pardon problematic black people.
I know, but I feel like it was somebody.
Nigga, let Max B out.
Yeah, he was.
Let Max B out. That's what he wanted. Ken, like, man, fuck that.
Now you start fucking Max B out. Oh, nigga, free shit. Max B, nigga.
Oh, man.
What the fuck y'all talking about? God damn it. I don't even know who water this is, but I'm just going to nigga the
plate. Oh, it's fine. Funny.
Oh, it is?
It's fine.
Get a part of B out.
Big Meats, too.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Big Meats.
Yeah, Big Meats.
That would have been fucking hilarious if Obama pardoned fucking
Max B.
He had been the black president for real. There'd have been no question anymore.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You couldn't say nothing else about Obama.
Nope.
Not a damn thing. Not a goddamn thing.
He fucking... You would have had love from all the hoods at that point.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, Obama, baby, we got you.
Hey, baby.
Baby, we got you. There you be. You and Michelle.
And the kids.
And the kids, baby.
Oh, it's fucking
shit, nigga. We're going to protect you and Michelle thick ass. You know what I'm saying, too? Like, yeah, you wanted to get your wife, nigga? She's thick as hell. No disrespect, man. No disrespect, but man.
But your wife's ass fat than a motherfucker, though.
Man, that ebony pose y'all got?
Shit. Was that one fake?
Huh?
What's what?
Talking about the ebony. Was that one fake when they were side by side and her booty was like, wait, that looked fake.
I don't know, man.
I think that was fake.
Let's see.
I think that was
fake. Oh, kid, like, let's see. Kid, oh, like, I hope I seen that ass again.
She had that Nicki Minaj treatment in that.
You think so? Damn.
I think so.
Y'all stupid.
Not that she had a fake ass. I'm saying like it was photoshopped.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Yeah, for sure.
You never know these days.
Michelle Obama.
She is bad as fuck, though.
Go off. Love her.
I like her. She's cool.
I like her. She seems cool.
Even when she tries to rap, she's still cool with me.
That's what makes her real cool.
No.
Yes.
No.
She's
that does
like
not make her real.
She's
cool.
Like she's like the cool mom stereotype.
Turn up for what?
Yeah, she had a little room.
No, that didn't make her. That didn't make her cool.
She's trying to be in.
Like she doesn't have to be. That's what I'm saying. She's just cool.
Yeah.
When she talks, she's cool. But when she tries to be cool, no.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to try. But that's most parents over like
exactly.
45.
I bet Melania was like, Mama, if you don't cut this shit.
Is she still with us? Like, hasn't like nobody seen her for like?
Yes, she's still.
Oh,
with
there's
us.
Been some,
somewhere high as fuck. Chilling.
Yeah, they're putting some pictures out about her.
Yeah, you know she's. Yeah, she's living life.
Yeah,
she gotta be.
I don't blame her.
I would be getting, high as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
If I was Obama's kid, man, I'd be smoking every day.
Tell me something.
I stay high all the time.
Security. I'll be passing that shit to my security. Hey, security, you want some?
Oh my god!
Actually, I don't know if I want security high.
Rolling blunts on his head and shit, just like Rihanna at Coachella.
Wow,
Rihanna's such a legend. Did you guys
that look natural, dude?
No, the one I saw was bigger. Maybe the one I saw was
Photoshop. Yeah,
y'all like no, that ass looking about. Up this Photoshop picture.
That like all Michelle right there.
Y'all like
Michelle? Fuck yeah! She's.
That does look a little natural. That looks a little natural.
Let me see. Yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about.
That don't look Photoshop at all, nigga.
Yeah, that ain't the one I'm talking about.
That's all. That's all.
Yeah, y'all.
All I'm sister, a baby. You know
y'all
what I mean?
Crazy man. Let me see that picture.
That's all y'all niggas do. Hey man, y'all niggas stupid man. Let me see what you're talking about. Real quick. You talking about money?
Y'all know what y'all talking about, man. Let me see that shit, man.
That's like easy and shit. Like, man, y'all don't know shit. See this shit. Oh, okay, all right.
Y'all might know a little bit.
Oh, oh man.
Wow. Go ahead, Sophie. Get us in line. Get us
please.
In line. Oh, I saw that. I saw that. They trying to push him in jail over Drake's shit.
Yeah, oh, that's my gosh.
Like,
talk about it. Like,
showing Mike pictures. You know, because he's right here.
We already passed Drake. Yeah.
But like kind of going back, Billboard posted something saying First Amendment experts on whether Pusha T's Drake diss could land him in court.
Also, Ken tweeted that. You tweeted that, right?
The bill? I probably retweeted it, yeah.
Retweeted? Retweeted, huh?
Just spit all over the mic.
I'm
going to
repeat it. I'm going to repeat it.
Right.
Buckwheat ass nigga, we going to be okay.
That was his Mike Tyson ass right there.
I'm going to repeat it.
Did you guys hear about this story of this Instagram girl, video vixen model who tried to fly herself out to see Future in hopes that he was going to reimburse her?
What?
Okay.
That's why I was like, what the fuck?
So, of course, I'm reading this off of Bossip, and you know their headlines are out of control.
Best headlines in the game.
$5,500 bag blown. A woman allegedly flew herself out to see Future, but says Navidius nixed her hotel stay because of this. So, basically, what happened in the story, that's
is that Future. Future's name?
That's Future's name.
His name is Leviticus?
Navidius.
Navidius?
Yeah.
Wow, wait, I didn't know that.
That's why he's called real name? So Future.
That's that good.
Y'all didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's a good name. God.
You want to know Ply's real name?
It's like some Greek shit.
Sorry, that's a whole. We could do that.
What's Ply's real name?
I think it's like Algernon Washington or something.
Wow. That's tight.
You prefer that?
Nobidius?
I mean, yeah, that's his name. What do you got to say about that? So anyways, the woman took to Facebook and she had a viral post claiming that she basically was ripped off because she was trying to go chill with Future. And she was telling him, you know, I want to fly out. She booked her ticket and everything. And I guess he said he was going to reimburse her. And she ended up flying out and saying, you know, I want to come, you know, hang out with you, but I'm not trying to do all that, you know, like I don't want to fuck or anything like that. And he was just like, oh, all right. So this is the text exchange. So So, you know.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Hold on. Wait.
So, you know, obviously they got to know each other via, you know, Instagram DM, and then that turns into text messages and stuff. And the text message reads like this. Future says, I have my son today, but I'm a breakaway to come see you for a second. She says, okay, cool. He says, get sexy. And she says, I'm not even that type. I'm not even on that type of time. I just wanted to chill tonight. Then he has the hand over his face emoji. And he was like, I'll catch you another time. No worries. And she was like, you not coming here? And he was like, you playing, SMH. Now, the question that...
Easy's honest.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing that had people up in arms was just a couple of questions about flyout etiquette. And if you're going to be hanging out with a rapper, why on earth would he have you pay for your tickets yourself?
I'm still stuck. Fly. So wait, is that the whole conversation?
That's basically the whole interaction between them. I mean, she...
But that was supposed to get him in trouble for
something? No. They hung out previously and things like that. And she basically flew there because she paid for her own ticket and she was supposed to reimburse her. I guess there was previous conversation where she elaborated everything.
Right. That's her fault. Right.
Like, you where they do that at?
Exactly.
But why would he even say to come if she's not trying to... She's not trying to come.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah, it just seemed weird to me that somebody would pay for their own ticket to hang out with a millionaire.
Yeah,
like,
she sounds like a sucker.
It was a couple things. Yeah.
That,
like, why would you fly all the way out to just...
Kick it. Well, you could do that.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
$5,000,
though?
Yo,
wait, first of all, why are the ticket costing?
I don't know.
Where the fuck was he on Mars? Why the fuck was the ticket $5,000?
It could have been
double first class.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say maybe she flew first class.
But damn, is it domestic though?
It might have been first class domestic? In that same weekend or something.
But domestic,
you never know.
Though?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Where the fuck was he and where was she?
Was
he in Monaco?
That sounded like hotel.
Yeah, it sounds like the whole
flight
trip.
And car.
No, I was looking up. Tickets to New Orleans for Essence Fest. It's like $400, $500.
That's not $5,500
though.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, my bad. Rewind.
She got the wrong number.
No. So she was. I'm sorry. She was expecting. I guess they were. They had something worked out to where he said he was going to pay back for her flight plus an extra. I guess 1,000% or some shit. So
she's stupid.
The price of the flight was like $550.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now, like I said, let me see her. What she look like?
I
just want to see if she's worth that $55.
Well, hold up. Let me find her page.
I'm just curious.
Damn, she.
I just want to see if she's better than that Drake chick.
The who?
The Dick Tracy mouth.
What? Okay, hold on. I'm pulling her up.
What?
I'm pulling her up. Hold on.
You got an Instagram on deck?
I'm trying to.
What? You ain't bullshitting herself.
Shamartless Monique Wissett?
Oh, she better be good.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Hold on. Let's see if Instagram.
Well, maybe he did buy her ticket. He just spelled her fucked up ass name wrong.
Oh, my God. Stop.
That's hilarious.
Oh, here she go. Oh, she got a lot of followers. She's cute. Well, yeah.
All right, let's see.
Oh, here. It's all you. Shamartis Monique Wissett.
She's pretty.
She's not worth 55. She's not.
But you're not.
55 I mean, for that. Come on now.
She's rich. I mean, he's rich, bro. He probably spends more than that at the club.
One of these loving hip hop.
55
shows.
To come chill, though? Just to chill?
55 to chill, though, people?
I didn't say I would pay.
No, I didn't say I would pay.
But she's nice, though.
She all right.
Let me see. Let me see what y'all talk about. Yeah, niggas
don't know nothing. No
55 for that. Nah, yeah, she fluke.
Would you pay 55 for Azalea Banks?
I might.
Oh my god.
Just to hang out with her, because I know we get into some shit. We get drunk and just cause some problems.
Ew.
That'd be a good ass time. She said, "Hey, a real good time."
Gross.
So who would you pay like 55 for? Like, who's like at the top of your $5,500 list?
Because I mean, for 55, it has to be fun. Plus, we got to get in some real shit.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Tracy Ellis Ross wouldn't get in some real shit.
I think she would.
I think she would, low-key.
You think she would get fucked up and really go out and cause some problems?
I think she bought it, man.
I kind of think she would.
Just on look, she's worth it. But I mean, if I'm paying 55, I want somebody to go to jail.
You know who I think would be more boring, surprisingly, than Tracy Ellis Ross?
Let me see what you're talking about.
Nia Long.
Stupid. I don't want to pay 55 no Nia Long.
Why not?
She's boring.
Not anymore.
She just wants to watch TV.
Yeah, she strikes me as somebody who would just be like,
watch How to Make a Murderer. She probably calls the shit.
Sanaa Lathan.
She would. She biting motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Right.
Nah, she probably on bath salts. She would be the type
of
time.
That's what I'm talking about. No. That's 55. Motherfucker on bath salts. That's worth 55.
Have you ever like,
hey, bro? You can't let her get nowhere near your stuff on some bath salt.
She might bite your records.
Ooh.
Oh, that too.
No, you get punched. Yeah. You get punched in the mouth for that.
Yeah. Or your cat. She might bite your cat.
I'm gonna call my sister to fly in and fuck you up. You break one of my fucking records.
So your records or your cat?
I say
my records. Sorry.
Cat's got
to
go.
I don't know. I feel like Sanaa Lathan might be the type of time where you expect to have a good time, but she just does the most, so you feel like you wasted your money. Because she had more fun than you. You got a babysitter now. She won't get in the Uber. You got to fight her to get in the Uber.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like a hot mess.
No, that's not like a good ass time.
No, that sounds like a hot
mess. That's like 55, a good ass
Mike,
night.
That's a $5,500 well spent, baby.
That sounds like a good ass
My
night.
God.
She got her haircut Hell short yeah. and shit. Too looking all nice.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sanaa Lathan.
So, I guess
Raven Simone.
Come the fuck on! Stop!
Mike couldn't even hold his.
Hey, you can't even get McDonald's off me, money.
Mike gonna hit it with that.
Ew! You're not serious.
He said that.
Okay, because I was like,
wait, serious? Why I pay 55 when I hit
Raven Simone? Oh, hell no.
The younger, like, not her now.
What? I'll fuck her now.
Now?
I haven't seen her like in the last 5 years.
Hold the fuck on.
We've been had this conversation. I would fuck any celebrity and say I did it, first of all.
Google it.
I fuck Oprah, Precious, Rosie O'Donnell, all of them. Just so I can come in and be like, yo, I fucked Rosie O'Donnell last time.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, bro.
Fuck that.
What? Hold up. What?
I'll fuck any.
Why look up a picture of Raven Simone?
I'll put it on the internet.
She look good to me.
Hold on, let me see.
That's her?
Oh, come on.
Y'all hating, man.
No, she can get it.
Why look up a picture of Raven Simone and this is the first thing that come up?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Orlando Brown, y'all. I'm sorry.
You look crazy.
No, he's legitimately on crack, I think.
Not this one. She. This.
Yo.
She can still get it. She like my aunt, though. She like my auntie. But she can still get it.
Just caught a bad shot of her.
Oh, is this another bad shot?
No, it's not a bad shot, but it's not like she looked bad.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Hey, she looked better with them lights off.
Y'all hate me.
What's the other?
Ew.
Carrie Hilson? What's the girl name?
Who?
Carrie
Washington?
No. Maybe I'm saying it.
Carrie?
The one that Beyonce was beefing with at one point.
Carrie Hilson?
Carrie Hilson, that's her name, right? Oh, she can get it too.
Yeah, like. Carrie Hilson is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people.
Sierra
like
can still get it?
Of course.
Why are we here with this? Like, what was the initial question?
Sophie was,
who are you willing to pay $5,500 to go?
No, Mike took it there.
Oh. I didn't take nothing nowhere.
Yeah, you did.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
For a while.
I don't know. I thought she was bi.
You know who would be a good ass time?
No.
What's the girl that used to be real fine, but she lost her mind and became like a conservative?
Who?
The one from Clueless.
Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
Now that would be a good ass absolutely. Time. I would take her out and just watch her get in fights with people.
She's
that would be fucking. You know,
would you go out with Tommy Lauren?
She's still fine.
Would I go out with Tommy Lauren and do what?
I don't know. Whatever. The same thing you would do with Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash would be more fun just because it wouldn't make any sense.
Like, neither would Tommy Lauren.
No, like me and Stacey Dash hanging out and her just like saying all this weird like. I feel like you black would, shit would be fucking hilarious to me.
I feel like you would get in an argument with her. Like, with easily.
With who?
Stacey Dash, within like the first 10 minutes.
Nah, because I know what I'm. I know what's happening.
So you would purposely not argue with her.
Yes, yeah. I would beat her.
Would
up
you agree?
So somebody beat her ass.
Like, yeah, totally.
And that would be fucking funny to me. I would take her to a club and just watch her get her ass whooped.
Oh god. Oh my god. That is hilarious.
She's so damn thin. You could probably just blow on her and she would just collapse.
Shit beat out of her. Like, take her somewhere off of like Monroe Edgewood or something. Or yeah, off of Edgewood.
Edgewood. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Take her to like just some like side club and just watch her get her ass whooped.
Damn.
That's 55.
That's fucked up.
Whatever.
That's 55. That's 55.
All right. So I guess SZA got her voice back.
I don't feel so bad anymore.
Shut your ass up, Mike.
I'm off of work.
Wait, what'd you say?
I was just thinking about, you know, the last recording. Oh. All the jokes.
Oh, about SZA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They weren't supposed to be jokes. I was serious. Mm-hmm. I was so serious. SZA returned to her high school and performed The Weeknd.
Already?
Look.
She need to chill.
Y'all
man.
Said permanent. I questioned God. It. Y'all made fun of me. But here she is performing. So
she still
I don't know.
To chill regardless. God or not. She need to chill.
I mean, I feel like her label and her doctor and everybody has been trying to tell her that. But she still insists on singing in italics.
Gotta
so
drop her ass, dude.
That's...
Ain't nobody dropping SZA.
Yeah, you know you can't drop SZA.
Why? No, she's too trendy. She's too trendy now. Yeah. Like, I remember before.
She got to look out for number
one. If her voice is ruined, they may as well get what they can get out of her before it's really gone.
Oh my god, that's awful.
If you're it's a business. Label, why would they be like, oh not yeah, personal. No, your voice is ruined permanently. Don't sing. We're not making money off you that
and
way.
And then she go to high school and start singing.
Maybe take your ass on these fucking streets, girl.
So then what was
get
the point?
Get your ass on the stroll.
I mean, unless she was lip singing, what was the point of saying that her voice was permanently damaged?
It probably is permanently damaged, but she worked what? It out. She worked it out.
So now we've worked it out.
She worked something out. She got some lemon juice and some ginger and went out there and fucking did her thing.
She probably listened to me.
No, she didn't.
You don't like SZA?
Don't be putting words in my mouth. I like her.
That shit heals everything.
It sure does. You said this last time. What do you mean by she sings in italics?
So she has a way of enunciating her voice. A lot of these new, like, not really R&B girls, but like a lot of like the Alina Baraz and Jenna Aiko and all of those people, they have this way of kind of pronunciating or enunciating their words that sounds a little, I can't really explain it, but you know how SZA sounds when she sings? Like, she has weird pronunciations of certain words. Everybody says that.
Like it sounds like beaches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought she was from an island somewhere, but I was totally wrong.
That is so funny. That's funny.
When I reviewed her album, I thought she was from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But apparently
yeah.
She's from like New York or something. Right?
So to me, it sounds like she purposely does like that artist thing to kind of like strain her voice. So like, you know how every artist has a particular sound and some people put on more than others. Like some people, it's just their natural voice. And some people, they, you know, have to like go into like this like character of what they sound like. And to me, she kind of comes off as she was purposely trying to strain her voice. So I don't know if that's just... I mean, if you ever really like listen to her, she sounds like it's not naturally supposed to come out like that.
It's not, but I don't think I've that would strain her voice.
You think so?
Absolutely not. She's not like singing harder because of that. She's just singing different. It's like fucking Adele or like Iggy Azalea or somebody. That's all it is.
Mm. Or like what's that girl?
Well, Iggy don't sing no more either. And I think Adele strained her voice as well.
She sounds different from her.
Oh, she's out way different.
Voice. Who?
Yeah, Ciroc.
Is it Ciroc or Ciroc?
I think it's Ciroc. Ciroc, yeah. She corrected your ass when she came up here.
Ooh.
Or she corrected somebody. Who was it?
Me?
Was it you?
Ooh.
I think it was me.
It was something. It wasn't me. But I specifically remember them correcting the motherfucker because we were saying her name wrong.
What was me?
Okay.
I think it was you.
Well, me?
Nah, I think it was Ron. He was the one that admit it.
I know how to enunciate and pronunciate.
Man, the irony. So back to y'all's president. I guess, you know, Donald Trump uninvited the Eagles to come to the White House because...
Uninvited. Wow. This is the president, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because only 10 motherfuckers were going.
Well, yeah, he said that they're unwelcome because here they have the statement by the president here. The Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to be celebrated tomorrow. They disagree with the president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand and heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military. Blah 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 blah. Now the irony with this is, earlier I believe today at the White House they had something going on there where the national anthem was sung, and this random white guy ended up kneeling. And it was just kind of like, I literally died laughing when I saw it on the Shade Room, because I was like, you're trying to uninvite people because of this, but people in your own camp who are still invited and still doing this stuff are standing up for the rights of people everywhere. So
there was a reporter asked like six Eagle fans that were in attendance, who was the quarterback that won the Super Bowl for them, and nobody knew who the quarterback was, which says everything that they were not there.
Well,
as Eagle fans, so that was funny.
Yeah, I don't know what this was for. I guess it was they had some type of celebration of America that took place.
Yeah, like substitution, he was like, "Well, today we're going to celebrate the American flag or something."
Yeah,
I guess in replace of the players coming to visit him, which I think that this
and somebody,
a lot of teams going to come. Yes, yeah,
so exactly.
Yeah, dude was kneeling down there. I don't think no team's going to go.
That is so funny. He is just, he looks so poised and so graceful. He is just kneeling, living his best life on that grass.
Yeah, the Cavs and the Warriors already said that they're not going.
You know, the Warriors didn't go last year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to go. I don't think no team's going to go.
He has such a history of uninviting people that have already made very clear that they don't want to attend. Right. So I don't really understand that. Right.
But I'm saying the Eagles weren't necessarily definitively clear that they weren't going to attend. Mm-hmm. The Eagles left it open to the players to see, you know, if you wanted to.
Nobody really RSVP'd?
Not really.
So he was like, oh, this is not looking too good. Fuck y'all. Right,
exactly.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah. But you know, nobody has really visited him. Did the Patriots visit him?
I think some of them did, right? Tom Brady didn't go. I think that was like,
Brady didn't go.
Brady didn't go, but I think the team still went.
Yeah,
but
so I think that's the only squad.
I don't know if the Houston Astros went yet. They won the World Series. Yeah. I don't know if they went yet. You hear something about that?
I don't remember about them.
It'll be interesting if no other championship team doesn't.
I think a hockey team will go. I think whoever. I'm serious. I think whoever wins the Stanley Cup, they're gonna go visit it.
So, it's possible. It's not an American sport at all.
So, man, Ice Poseidon. Come on, man.
I'm scared. Stop!
Oh my fucking god! You didn't see this?
No, you didn't see it.
I tagged y'all bitches. Y'all said
what? Yeah, you damn right. I muted that shit. You got too many followers.
I'm replying everything. What?
You got too many followers blowing up my shit. Yeah, I did.
I'm about to unfollow you.
No. I didn't mute his account. I muted your tweet, you idiot.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. A tweet.
Right. Yeah, because I got too many, it kept blowing my shit up, and I wasn't ready to watch it.
It sounded like
she's not ready for that life, Mike.
It's like, seemed like people that did it, too. He just ain't said it yet.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, no, too many people were responding. Too many people were responding.
It wasn't that many people.
It wasn't that many people.
I mean,
it kind of was.
I guess I'm used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. But
y'all big balling on Twitter. I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, like Kanye say, it's always a lituation when I'm involved. I send a tweet, everybody come. Oh, yeah, see, look. Everybody.
I'm at 20 plus right now.
Everybody.
You
at what? 20 plus, yeah. Because he be on that shit? I had to mute your tweet. I'm sorry.
Anyway, whatever.
Well, forget y'all.
Man, we know y'all be funny as hell.
We
know y'all be stunning. Ken and Mike C-Town.
That's all right. Yeah, build your weight up a little bit.
Build your weight up.
Anyway.
Not your weight.
Anyway, so yeah. So, man, that shit was funny. That legit made my day, man.
It made my day, too.
Oh, my God.
I be praying that something like this happens, because y'all always think your little fucking racist jokes are going to play outside of the fucking internet.
Right.
Yep.
And y'all need to learn. And I'm not even saying that dude himself is a racist. I don't fucking know him. But y'all making these fucking racist jokes and thinking that black people are going to laugh. You need to get punched in the wrong fucking mouth.
They hit the wrong one.
Because the thing that sucks is, I'm glad that one guy attached the full video.
Right. Yeah.
Because at first I was like, well, what really happened?
Right.
But when you watch the whole thing, you see him taunting him. Yep. And then when he turns the fucking Make America Great hat around and points at it to the black people. And then you want to wonder why someone jumps up and says, okay.
I'm going to knock you.
Right.
You and him.
That was my line.
I loved it. That was my favorite line. And they're like, oh, why is he getting so mad?
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Why are you fucking with people?
She is the problem.
Because she was
was the one that was laughing. You guys are so freaking funny.
Why are you so funny?
So funny.
Oh my god. Like wait.
Oh my god.
You guys are
so
are fucking hilarious.
So funny.
Oh my god, you're fucking hilarious.
But to send out 5 minutes later, though, the siren. Like I'm so scared. Like what the fuck?
I'm scared. Stop.
Like shut the fuck up.
What was he scared of? I'm so confused.
That was the girls. One of the girls at the table was like, "I'm scared. Stop."
Because the dude.
Oh, I thought you were looking at the video.
Oh my god.
Oh god, it's one of the funniest videos. Yes. And then when you watch the whole thing, you see how their man turned on him?
Yes. The boy that was talking to him.
He was
the tall guy. Yep. He was like, "Man, look what y'all did."
Yeah, he was mad at him.
Then he left.
He wanted none of that.
He pushed the Asian dude, then kicked the other guy, then walked out.
He didn't want no smoke.
He wasn't saying anything. Like it was the Asian guy, and then the other.
Yep.
It was really the Asian guy. I know Ice did the hat thing, or whatever. But as soon as the Asian guy was like, "Man, are you trying to die?" Like he knew. Like Ice Poseidon knew what was up with the Asian guys, you know, talking about KFC and watermelon, you know, and asking, you know, you think they order white bread? You think they order white bread? Yeah, they were like fucking nerds and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, man, like that shit ain't funny. So, and as soon as dude got up, we're like, "Man, where y'all from, man?"
Oh, I knew that was coming.
I'm like, oh shit,
where y'all from?
Oh man,
it was on. It was on.
"I'll put you on your back. I'll put you on your back."
Well,
I was
like,
"Man, get him, goddammit.
Fucking
They bitched up
great.
So quick.
And but the dude that was saying all the shit, the one he didn't say shit.
Would you?
Yes.
No.
Bro. But I'm just, you in the wrong part of town.
It was just funny how he just like if I was them, I would be so pissed at him.
Yes.
On how he just faded in the background.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, Ice is like, "Man, we just trying to eat. I just want some food.
It was just a joke, man. Oh my God, it was just a joke."
Yeah, it's just a joke. What did we do? I don't know what we did.
All right.
Like, come on,
not
man.
Not
you
all
know
black it. People give a fuck. I want them. I loved it.
Because some of us will hear that shit and be like, "Man, fuck this guy and just leave."
Right.
But that doesn't account for everything. Like, they think that nobody is really going to check you.
Right.
And that dude was like, "All right. I will fuck all of you up."
But man, when the manager was trying to get them to leave, I already
No.
You can't just stay. Like, what? We just want to eat.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I bet you want it now.
No. Here's the part. He was like, "Man, come outside."
Right. All y'all come outside.
Come outside. Let's go outside.
He said, "Come outside,
motherfucker."
And then his dumb ass almost went outside.
They were trying to leave. That was the best part.
But they didn't know what they were walking
they
into.
They sure didn't.
And Osa, their sister, said, "You're like, nope, just stay.
You don't want to go outside right now."
She said, "She didn't want her man to go to jail."
Yeah. Just wait till we get
Yeah, that was it, because they probably shot his ass.
They need to spread that video around to all these people that think that trolling can be done outside of your fucking computer.
Yep.
This is what happens. Unless y'all really ready to fight, stop that shit, man. Yep. Stop that shit. Not everybody thinks a fucking KFC joke is funny. And I don't give a fuck if you're Asian. Like, y'all don't get a motherfucking pass.
No.
Right.
Y'all can get punched in the fucking mouth, too.
Right.
Because you're trying to blend in and hang around with them. And apparently, one of there's another video where there's a black guy and there's like two other black people and they, you know, just like.
Oh,
you saw that?
Yeah, that's on the extended bit.
Yeah. They didn't really kind
of. There was another group of guys that had came over like, "Oh, you got the right one."
Oh, I saw that.
Okay,
yeah. I saw that part too.
Yeah. But apparently there's a black chick that runs with them too. And I think that they were saying the N-word to her and she had posted a video about it. And, you know, he was trying to get her to show like her tits and shit like that, like all kind of.
So what? Does she want
shit.
People to feel sorry for her? Because I don't.
I don't either.
Why
but
are you hanging
it's just,
with them?
But I guess the thing is, like, this dude clearly, and apparently he's been doing this for a while. Like that's kind of his thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, like for all the like the one black guy that I saw that was on the RV who was just saying nigger around them like it was no problem, nigger around them like it was no problem. You're putting yourselves in that environment. So guys like him.
Wait, what guy?
It was another. It was on one of the extended clips. I think it was on the 9-minute clip.
There's a black guy.
There was a black guy in the RV. Yeah, he got like blonde hair or something like that.
RV either.
What's the RV?
Yeah, that was in like I guess however they travel from spot to spot.
This is the same day.
Yeah, yeah, it was the same day. There's the clip you sent us. There's a 9-minute clip, and then there's a 24-minute clip.
I didn't see the 24-minute.
Yeah, so maybe it's on the 24-minute clip. Oh, okay. But yeah, but nah, man, these gamers, dog. Like TJ showed me a video of just like white kids and shit on Xbox just going in, just using the N word like it's crazy. So there's that gaming environment is extremely racist, and they stepped outside of that shit. Like, motherfuckers, y'all don't have headsets on.
Exactly.
I just want y'all to know that.
I see you. Right. Yeah. I fucking see you. You're right there. You're right there. I see you.
So, yeah.
Did you see the video? There's one, you know, the big tall guy that didn't have a shirt on, the one that left.
Mm-hmm.
There's another video of him. I didn't know it was the same dude, but there's this other video where we don't see what happens before that, but he's fucking with these black dudes, and the black dude's like, yeah, man. Yeah, you scared. I see your heartbeat. I see your heartbeat. And he chumps him. And the dude tries to run away. And he runs the street. Gets hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody replied with it. Yeah.
I didn't know that was the same dude. But yeah, I was like, man, y'all just steady taking L's.
How did he land on his feet?
I don't know. That motherfucker's a ninja.
That shit looked like a stunt.
It did. It did.
And then dude came at him with a chair.
Oh, my God.
Don't be fucking with black people, man. We've trying to tell you.
Y'all gonna stop this shit, man.
He said, you know.
Oh, man, that was funny.
So, he said, I'm one of them.
I'm one of them. Said, not all black people give a fuck, and I'm one of them.
It was just a joke, dude.
Oh my God, dude. I'm scared.
That's the best part.
I fuck up you, him, and him.
Ken.
Man, yo.
Have you seen that thread on Twitter where it's like racists getting what they deserve? And it's just literally a thread of like all of the internet times where like racist people have like either got hit in the face or like basically like been retaliated against because they said some racist shit. There was this one, I don't know if y'all just touched on it, but there was a guy and I think that they were arguing like they looked like they were in ISS or something like that. It was a black kid and a white guy. And the white guy looked like, you know, he probably wearing like hoodies and shit. Like he probably going like, I don't know. He looked like a troubled kid. Anyway, so they're fighting or whatever, and I think the black guy pushes him down, and when he gets up, he was just like, little bitch, and like he stomps off. And then the black kid was like, man, whatever, what the fuck? And
I seen that.
And he starts walking, the white kid, because he was embarrassed after he got pushed down, he starts walking out the room, and he was like, you little nigger! And literally the black guy jumps over the fucking table, and like, that shit was hilarious!
I think we talked about that.
That shit was hilarious. If I ever find it, I'm a
for all of you guys that think we don't have, that we do have superpowers. Watch that video.
Okay, so we're going to hop into these questions. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter.
I was saying, isn't there a question that we didn't answer last week?
Oh, we got a follow-up, too. A follow-up response as well.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all have it?
It's in inbox.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask these new questions first.
Oh, it was the church question. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah. So classic. She beat her ass.
White chick.
She beat her ass. I love it.
Man,
so good.
Let me see.
So good.
You seen that one?
Yeah, that one's classic. Yeah.
She handled it.
Classic. It's a Twitter classic. Mm-hmm.
It's Twitter classic.
It is.
She knows how to fight. Like, she had her on her back.
Okay, so maybe we can just ask this one first and then ask the other one after.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I was just making sure we...
I don't know where the question's located at, but I know what it was about.
Okay.
Okay, so... We have a question here from...
Sorry.
Great.
You shouldn't have tagged us in it. It's your fault.
Damn, don't look at it until after.
Oh.
Anyways... so we have a question. That shit was awful. Like the ER, like you could tell.
You could tell.
He was real mad.
He was real mad. I meant that shit.
Man. That's one of the ones I would have laughed.
Nice for what? To like, these niggers?
Like, nah.
He should have got choked out.
I think I would have like laughed.
I would have did the same.
The way he was running was like he ain't got no knees.
Yeah.
He looked like,
oh my God. He sure did. He looked like he had no knees at all.
Okay. So we have a question. The first question here is from Maddie. She says, hey guys, I'm Maddie and I'm in a kind of a difficult situation.
It sounds like for bad advice, Ken.
I have a little niece named Maddie.
Oh,
okay.
Kill that stereotype, huh?
Bougie though, so.
What that mean?
What that mean?
Rude. Anyways, I'm white and I go to a primarily black.
Damn. Hey. I think Sophie set that up on purpose. She set that up on purpose. That was set up on purpose.
I didn't
right
set
there.
It up. I'm just saying I have a niece named Maddie.
Like we just argued. Like we just argued. We just argued the white thing, and then she said, "I'm white."
I didn't disagree with you. I didn't disagree that this girl was white.
The setup was perfect. The setup was so perfect, Sophie. Sophie, you set that up first.
Did she really say that?
Yes!
Oh my God!
It matters with the story.
Yeah, it matters, but that's what I'm saying.
She set it up.
Like
she set
like
it up. Right, right.
The setup I'm just was saying, hilarious. Not all white girls are named Maddie.
We know that.
All men are white.
Anyways, okay. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, guys. My name is Maddie, and I'm in a kind of difficult situation. I'm white, and I go to a primarily black high school. My softball team, made up of all black girls and me, wants to wear cornrows for our last game.
Let me finish.
You start from the beginning, please.
Are you lost?
No. Just start from the beginning. Oh. Just for the frappy.
Well, I mean, if I could get through it.
We keep stopping.
Yeah, thanks.
He's so professional. Yeah. We'll be quiet this time.
Great.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Hey, guys. My name is Maddie, and I'm in a kind of difficult situation.
That's not difficult.
Ken, shut the fuck up. I'm white and go to a primarily black high school. My softball team, made up of all black girls and me, wants to wear cornrows for our last game. I was uncomfortable with the idea, but didn't protest because everyone else really wanted to do it. Now the game is coming up, and I have some teammates telling me that it would be culturally insensitive for me to wear them, and some telling me that I need to wear them because I'm part of the team. Do you guys have any advice on what I should do in this case? Thanks.
You part of the team. You go with the team, how the team go. You go how the team go. Because you know what? I'm looking at it like from a coach's perspective. And if I wanted my kids to like look a certain way or have like a certain whatever.
You a shit coach then.
What do you mean?
What the hell? No, I mean.
You're promoting team unity. Like, how is that being a shit coach?
You could do that without being culturally insensitive.
Rocking cornrows?
It's not culturally insensitive.
Y'all, are you serious?
On, yeah, I'm serious.
Don't take your ass and know them damn cornrows. Don't take your ass and know the cornrows.
So you say no, Ken?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I say no.
You tripping.
Because
y'all tripping.
I think it would be different if like she really, really wanted to do it, but she already sounded skeptical.
That would be cultural appropriation if she really, really wanted to do it because it's cool. But instead, her team is saying, hey, this is a big team thing. But, let's all do it.
So she should just ignore her gut feeling of feeling like she doesn't want to do it?
No, she doesn't want to offend other people. So if those other people on her team who are obviously all black are saying, look, it's cool, this is a team thing, just do it, then I don't think there's a problem.
But there's some that are saying it's cool and there are others on the team that are saying that it isn't cool.
That's not what it sounded like.
If it's part of the team
that's saying no, I thought she was just saying that there were other people.
That's why she's in that situation because she's like, well, damn, half of the team is not.
Well, get half of your hair braided then.
No, that changed my
mind. Wear half cornrows. Like, have one straight.
What the hell?
What you do?
You know how to
look
like a damn scarecrow.
Be like a Two-Face.
Oh, my God. Instead of black face, Two-Face?
Yeah. So whenever she's talking to us, you the ones that kid. Are good with it, she's just turning them off. And the ones that isn't, she's just turning off the side.
Ken is having a stroke. I'm not lying to you. He's having a stroke. He looks like he can't breathe.
Ken, you dumb as fuck, bro.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe you just said that shit.
There you go.
But nah.
Hey, yo, Natasha, what up?
I think that sports oftentimes is a vehicle used to bring people together, and I think that if you use it to divide people and just to show that everybody's different, then like what's sports? You know what I'm saying?
They wear the same uniform.
Does it matter though, Sophie?
I don't know, Rob. I was with you until y'all clarified that it was part of the team. If it's part of the team that's saying no, let's not do it. then I would say. No.
The whole team wants
let's
to
wait
do
till,
it.
Let's wait till me and Ken are done.
Ken don't even got his glasses on.
I said, can you imagine she was arguing with two of the players? One that don't like it, and the other one that's going. What?
Oh, my God.
Mercedes, Batasha keeps saying.
The names.
Mercedes.
Mercedes and Natasha. Oh, Jesus.
Y'all wrong, man. Y'all
that's
wrong.
Fucking funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maddie.
Maddie knew what she was getting into.
Maddie.
She's trying to help.
Yeah, if half the team is saying no, then I would just err on the side of caution. Although I do not at all think it's cultural appropriation for you to wear some fucking
I'm with you. I'm with you there, right?
It's not. We got so many fucking things in the world to be worried about. And y'all fucking crying about some white girl wearing cornrows. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
Exactly, because ain't that the same thing like black women wearing blonde hair? Bro, ain't it the same shit?
Don't do
it. How is that?
Because some black people are born with blonde hair.
Very small percentage.
And even if that is only one person, it's still a thing. What do you mean? All over.
Really?
Yes.
I need.
That's just like... Black people can be gingers, all that shit.
If you're born that way, cool.
But you
dyeing your stuff, putting in a whole bunch of weed.
So are white people.
They're mixed.
So
confused. Please keep going.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Because
it's,
a point.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as rocking braids.
It's just the power dynamic that's different.
Yep. It's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Sure.
Where are these black people born with blonde hair though?
In all types of places.
Like real blacks?
Okay. Anyways,
they make a genetically modified kid.
Maddie, do what makes you feel comfortable. And I feel like if this kind of triggered something to where, I mean, you go to, I feel like she just thinks that she's probably gonna be judged and stuff like that. And if you know, just
it's she not goes worth to. It.
It's just not worth it. Like,
I think she should go with her gut instinct. It seems like her gut instinct.
Why
is
she ain't
talk
to
it.
The coach?
Fuck the coach. The coach.
What do you mean? Fuck the coach.
Because the coach can't make that decision for you.
No. But the coach can talk.
Coach has to make a decision to have them all have braids.
Exactly.
But the coach can't say, "Hey, 99.9% of this team is black, and they're all going to wear braids. But you being the one white person, I'm going to tell you that you should wear braids." That white person doesn't have to, because the thing about it is, they could be getting themselves in a big world of shit.
No, I feel you. But then the coach needs to say, right? Like, if he has that
hairstyle.
Yeah, nobody rocks
with the coach is white or black.
That's dumb, because they're fucking black. They have to at some point. Because you got to think about it.
This is not a win.
No, this is dumb, because you got black athletes doing this type of shit. So obviously, like, some black girls need to have their hair in cornrows and shit to keep that shit neat while they're like sweating and all that stuff. Yeah,
I'm not saying that the coach should say nobody at all. You could wear it if you want. We're just not doing it as a team thing. If not everybody on the team feels
it's
comfortable.
It's like shoes.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, for real. Like, it's just like the shoes. Like everybody has to agree on a certain shoe. For a team shoe. Mm-hmm. The same thing with hair. Like, everybody has to agree on a hairstyle. So if everyone doesn't agree, and everybody's not cool with Maddie having the hairstyle, that kind of comes down on the coach. Like, look, okay, so everybody's not cool with Maddie having the braids, so we may need to change the hairstyle.
Unless Maddie's cool with just not wearing the fucking braids. And it sounds to me like Maddie's fine with not wearing them.
Yeah.
As the coach, like, you got to promote team unity, and there's something that we should all be able to
team
do together.
Unity goes all the way down to hairstyles, because that's
it goes, yes,
that's not
yes,
how it is in basketball.
Shit. Well, maybe not in this era, but I know, like,
or the NFL.
But that's why I said shoes. Like, with basketball, it's more shoes
or tennis.
But shoes don't really play in golf. You're not going to offend somebody with a pair of shoes.
And this
Maddie is worried about offending people.
Because it's tied to
like
a certain cultural thing.
Right.
How you keep your hair during sports, just like how people tease the shit out of Gabby Douglas for forever, because her hair, she was trying to, you know, I guess, keep up with the Joneses at one point and have her hair straight when she was tumbling and all that shit. And when her shit was poofy as fuck, different than the white girls, she got made fun of.
So let me ask you. So you know, I watch all types of ESPN and random stuff on there. Isn't nothing to watch. And I've come across a couple of collegiate baseball games, and there'd be hella white girls with cornrows out here. What, like, what's wrong? I don't see nothing wrong.
Me either.
Yeah. I would expect them to put it like in some type of...
In the WNBA, there'd be white girls that rock cornrows because they're playing sports. There's nothing wrong with that. It's different when you're talking about sports. Now, if this was like...
I don't think it's different if you're walking on the fucking street.
I feel you. I'm with you, Mike. But we're talking about sports in this instance.
Can't keep anything.
I just... I,
To me, it's about the team unity type of thing. The team came up with something to do together. And if one of your team members doesn't feel comfortable doing it, then you guys as a team need to discuss that. And if not, it's the coach's responsibility to iron it out. Either nobody wears it or everybody wears it.
Right.
That's it. It's simple.
So why is that dumb?
That's just dumb because some people have to wear it to keep their hair neat, whereas other people don't need to do that.
Right.
The people in the WNBA who are white women who wear their hair in cornrows, they don't fucking need to do that.
But I don't think they're wearing their cornrows because they need to. I think they just want to do that.
Hence the fucking difference. Some people have to wear their hair like that.
I don't understand why anyone is getting offended about a fucking white chick wearing cornrows.
They aren't.
I think, no, it's not like...
Pick your fucking battles, and that's not a good one. That's stupid.
No, it's actually not that stupid, because when you think about it, to me, it's kind of like, okay, if I see a white girl with fucking dreads walking in Midtown drinking a fucking avocado green tea or whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, okay... She's probably 20, you know, thinks she's trendy and like, you know, she sits at those like industrial coffee shops and is probably wearing the Jesus sandals or whatever. Cool. Whatever. But to me, it's deeper than that because it's like, okay, you see black girls, even in Africa and shit like that, getting, you know, expelled from schools because they can't wear their hair natural or they can't, you know, have braids or cornrows because they have to fit in with white South American ideals or whatever the fuck like that.
I'm lost.
The reason why that has to do with that is because it's trendy for that white girl to do that. She can still keep a job doing that. She can still be on the cover of whatever the fuck doing that. And it gets renamed to the point where when Kim Kardashian started doing the whole like wig and braid shit, it became, oh my God, Kim Kardashian like created cornrows. This is like so trendy, and everyone was like, oh my God, she so did.
I don't remember that either.
Well, I'm informing you to tell you that happened.
I know what cornrows was, Allen Iverson. I think everybody like hopped on the wave after him, but that's just me.
Well, I'm speaking in terms of white women and copying white women. No white women is going to copy Allen Iverson wearing braids.
Well, I think AI was pop culture, and everybody copies pop culture, including women.
Okay. Well, when Kim Kardashian did it, I'm just saying white women came on the train and they kept all their jobs and it was trendy for them.
Before Kim Kardashian. At the end of the day, look.
I mean, there's going to be somebody doing it before, but obviously she was the one that made it pop in the white woman world, which is the white women that we're talking about.
I thought Bo Derek made it pop in the white woman world.
She gave credit back to her after people dragged her for it. But for the longest time, she was like, oh my God, this is like so trendy.
Her fans were wrong. They dragged Kim Kardashian and Kim Kardashian then had to correct.
Eventually. She went back and did it.
And that's, look how much time y'all wasted. Look how much energy y'all wasted over fucking Kim Kardashian wearing fucking cornrows. When there's real problems. Who gives a fuck? Let her wear her cornrows.
Yep.
Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck if I see some little white girl wearing dreads. So what? That does not affect me. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. There's a power structure issue.
Yeah.
But this little girl in Midtown with her Jesus sandals, so what?
We're talking about the team right now, though.
No, we weren't. We were talking about something else.
Rob. Yeah.
No, he's trying to bring it
back. You're going to just change the motherfucking conversation.
No, y'all changed the conversation.
Bring it back.
Going around the table, what's y'all's advice to this girl? Because she's really looking for advice on this.
Mm-hmm. I'll start. Look, either talk to your team, the entire team, the ones that are comfortable with it and the ones that aren't comfortable with it. And you guys need to come to a resolution. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you need to talk to your coach. And your coach needs to come to a resolution. As simple as that.
Okay.
If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it, girl.
Yeah, I say go with your gut instinct. It sounds like you don't want to do it, so don't do it. Especially if the other team is not with it.
Don't wear that shit.
Yeah, just don't. And I mean, I feel like...
Oh, I don't get to go.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Skip over me, huh?
Go ahead.
In my opinion, look, if half your team is telling you, or shit, even if it's only like two or three girls on your team is saying don't do it, then just don't do it. It's not worth the fucking problem. You know, if you have 10 people on your team and two of that 10 is like, we don't want you to do it. We're going to be offended. It's going to bother us.
Right? Then Mercedes Maddie, and Natasha.
Yeah, Mercedes and Natasha, especially if it's Sharkeesha.
Yeah.
If they're telling you don't do it, Maddie, just don't do it. It's not worth it. And I think that the other people that really want you to do it, they should respect your decision. And they should understand that you are not wanting to do it because you don't want to offend them.
I don't think there's any way that she because she doesn't want to do this, the coach is then going to be like, all right, all you black girls have to have your hair down and straight and pressed. They're not going to fucking say that.
He shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
If the one white person on the team doesn't wear cornrows, then just leave it at that.
That's some bullshit because hair, to me, typically in sports, has never been a part of the uniform. Unless you're like swimming. Either, unless you're like sports, swimming, so. Which obviously you need to wear a fucking cap. But other than that, no.
Yeah, why don't all just get hats? Get a team
hat. Do you know how hot it is with hair under a hat?
But they play with hats.
Yeah, I thought they usually play with hats, don't they?
What is it again?
To keep
softball?
The sun out your face?
Softball, yeah.
Really?
It says, when do black people play softball anyway? There's the real question, Maddie. You need to go to coach and be like, why the fuck are all these niggers on my team? Oh, my God.
What happened with...
don't say that, Maddie. I'm just joking.
What happened with Jeremy Lin that time when he was rocking like the dreads and stuff?
Oh, they got on him?
Jeremy Lin, he's an Asian guy, and he started wearing dreads in NBA. Bless you.
Oh, nah, he heard about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what was that? What was the thing about that? Like, what? Like,
same thing. Cultural appropriation.
It was just braids or whatever. I mean,
okay.
I thought it was. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Not the same thing. Don't even say it.
You sound like a parakeet.
I wasn't gonna say the same thing.
Yes, you were.
I know.
Yes, you were.
I was not.
I could tell. Yes, you were.
It's in the same realm of things.
I know it's not the same.
It's in the family.
Right. Push your teeth.
Right. I know it's different. I mean, you know. But what happened from that? What was the? Cause
he got away with it for a while,
right?
And then, you know, it caught the attention of somebody, and then it blew up, and it became like a thing of him wearing braids, and he took cornrows. He took them out.
Let me see. So what did he?
What was his statement?
I don't recall.
You don't remember? I'm surprised you don't remember.
FIFA. I don't remember it being an issue like that.
Oh, it was. I remember seeing it. Yeah, yes, I remember seeing it. It was an issue.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I just don't remember.
Second search option.
Jeremy Lin. Yeah.
What?
He had dreads.
Yeah, I told you. It was dreads.
Oh, he went all the way in.
No, yeah,
why can't he have dreads?
I don't know.
Cool. He ain't black.
Who is this?
You realize not only black folks have dreads.
He's Asian.
What's the point of that, though?
It's not necessarily like a white thing either.
What kind of thing?
He wanted to rock. That's the hairstyle he wanted to rock.
You realize, like, old Asian cultures, they had dreads, too.
Yep.
Shit, you got to think about this. If you think about...
I thought they just wore ponytails.
Well, I'm not talking about samurai movies.
War ponytails. Did you just say war ponytails?
I'm saying, like, if you think about way back in the day, like, most people had dreads. Like, what the fuck else did you do with your... Vikings had dreads.
I'm just jealous.
Because you ain't got no hair.
If I can't do it,
you can't either. God damn it.
I thought they looked cool on them, though.
I guess you must have never watched Hidden Colors.
Nah, I was...
Really?
Well, you need to watch that.
Wow,
Mr. Pro Black, man.
I'm surprised
you haven't watched Hidden Colors.
I think I got it. It's on my computer somewhere.
You need to watch Hidden Colors because Mike is 100% right, man. Like a lot of our ancestors aren't just from Africa, and a lot of our ancestors rock this stuff.
I know mine aren't.
I feel you.
Yeah. So.
All right, cool. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. All right, so we have a follow-up question from Anonymous from our banning... Oh, my God, sorry. It's a follow-up response, not a follow-up question. From our banning females episode, he responded by saying he didn't end up getting violent but convinced his brother to train with him so he could hold his own.
Perfect choice, Anonymous.
Yeah, good choice.
Great job. I hope you beat some ass.